You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 190, Teens and Goals. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Hello, and welcome to 2023. I know it is completely cliche to talk about goals at the beginning of the year, but humor me because I'm going to do it anyway, but maybe not in the way you thought I was. I want to talk to you more about your teens and their goals. I've been seeing this happen with clients, and so what a perfect time to talk about this. So I want to share some ideas on supporting your teen and what they are doing with their goal. So you've been following me for a while. You're like, Meg, I get it. I need to work on that connection piece. So you are really trying really hard to connect with your teen. You feel like you two are getting along a lot better than you used to be. You make a plan together and your teen lets you know what some of their goals are. Maybe they want to graduate college at 15 and they are on fire. You help them create an actionable steps that they can take, and then time goes by and they do absolutely nothing. You know they are capable. You know they have the potential, and yet they do nothing. You get mad and ask them, what in the world? This was your idea. I didn't even say you had to do this. This was your idea. Why aren't you doing it? You may take away their privileges. Well, then you don't get to go hang out with friends or have your phone or do any of these fun things until you start taking responsibility and doing the things that you said you were going to do. What happens is you are now going to make their goals and dreams your responsibility. Isn't that so interesting? Have you ever said about yourself at the beginning of the year that you are going to lose weight? You're going to eat super healthy. You are going to work out every day. You are going to save a ton of money. You're going to go on a lavish trip. You're going to have the most amazing relationship with whomever. You're never going to yell at your kids again. And then a few weeks in, or even a few days in, you just don't really care anymore. What if that happened and your husband started going after you? What in the world are you doing? You said you were going to exercise every single day. And you said you weren't going to eat all that greasy takeout anymore, treats. And look at you. You're just sitting around on your butt eating chocolate. Why are you so lazy? Why can't you follow through with what you said? How would you feel? I'm guessing you would either shut down, or if you're like me, you'd probably tell your husband where to go. I just find it so interesting that so often we take our teens' goals on and then make it our goal to help them finish their goal. Now, maybe you can force them to practice or do more schoolwork, but maybe they will do it because they fear you, not because they really care about it anymore. And as soon as you are done getting after them, they will most likely stop and never do it again, or just do something completely different, or even cause a bigger rift in your relationship. Now, I'm not saying that you can never talk to your teen about their goals and their dreams, but you need to stay the support crew and not their dictator who is going to make sure it happens. Let's get back to you. Let's say you are wanting to run your first 5K. You have a day where you just don't feel like it, and your husband doesn't call you lazy or tell you how you're never going to do the 5K if you don't train. But instead, he asks, are you okay? Is there any way I can help you to get out today, even if it's just a walk? Or he gives you space to take off a day or two. He doesn't try to take your goal onto him, and he allows you the space to decide, is this still a goal that you want to pursue? So a couple of thoughts with this. First, I heard this audio on Reels. One of the things, this is my biggest waste of time, when I'm riding my bike, when I'm down there riding my bike, I am totally have a guilty pleasure for watching Instagram Reels. And I found this audio that I really liked. And it goes something along the lines of this. I actually did a reel with this back in December. So if you want to go look through my stuff, you are welcome to. So it's a guy talking and he says, hey, one day your kids are going to figure you out. You tell your kids you can be anything you want. They say, oh yeah, dad? Why haven't you? You tell your kids you can accomplish anything. Really, mom? Why haven't you? Your kids are watching you. So if you really want to teach your teens about going after goals, be the example. Go after your own goal. Let your kids see the struggle of going after it. Let them see you rise to the challenge. This last year, so I guess 2022, I wanted to complete my first Ironman. I guess technically I signed up for it in 2021, right? But the Ironman was in 2022. And I wanted to finish my first Ironman. If you've been listening to me, I attempted one a while back, but it did not go well and I did not finish. And I really wanted to finish an Ironman. My kids watched me get up so early every stinking day, even on days I did not want to get up. They watched me go out into the freezing cold and go to the pool, even when I didn't want to. They watched me go running in the snow and all the terrible conditions, even when I didn't want to. They watched me sit on my bike, sometimes for hours, singing to myself, trying to not go stir crazy. They saw me fall asleep at 8 o'clock because I was so exhausted. All of them, well, except my missionaries, were there when I crossed that finish line in Oceanside, California. That taught them so much more about goals and going after your dreams than making it a lesson or having them read a book. So there is absolutely nothing wrong with talking to your teen about their goals and their plan to achieve them. But then let them hold that goal and don't try to take it. Then go after your own goals and show them how it's done. Friends, 2023, I want you to go blow your own darn mind this year and go after something amazing and be the inspiration to your teen and all your children how to go after their dream too. Love you, friends, and I'll talk to you next week.
Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.